Morino. It's well, that's all right. There's a famous football player for the Miami Dolphins. Same last name, spelled different. I have to say that I'm, in some respects, glad that someone from the Liberal Party didn't show up, because they likely would have been the brunt of all the questions. But in addition, I'm a little uncomfortable seated over there for fear that it might be the subject of some tossing of buns and such. I want to say how pleased I am that I'm here before you today, and I also want you to know this, that there is so much to say, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, it's impossible to cover this issue in 5 minutes. And so I encourage all of you to go to our website. We have some detailed policies, and hopefully in the question and answer period today, I'll be able to articulate some of those with some precision. But first, I want to say the individual who was supposed to be here today to speak to you was a member of our executive, Lynn England, has been a nurse since 1958 and has been teaching nursing at Camosun College for 20 years. Now, I wanted Lynn to be here because, of course, you would understand how fundamentally important nursing and this issue is to our party, Democratic Reform, some people call Dr. BC. But she sits on the executive, and I can assure you that your voice is heard whenever these issues are being raised and policy matters are being discussed. But Lynn provided me her speech, and so I will make reference to various portions of it. But as they often say, when you are delivering a speech, you're supposed to think of all of the people you're looking at, oh, I don't know, standing on their heads or something, so you're not nervous. Well, imagine me wearing a dress, so I'm, as I deliver this. Now, I noticed Lynn, she must be a nurse. She's got it all worked out with spots to put in the names of the people that are introducing. So, but in any event, there's a couple of points that I do wish to make. Now, Lynn talks about how the changes must be made and that she wanted to review and bring to your attention some things that you need to remember. We must not forget, and I mean no disrespect to Ms. Kwan when I say this, but we must not forget that under the NDP, cuts to services to the frail, elderly, and disabled, leaving many at risk, changed staffing levels, closed acute care hospital beds, made the workplace so untenable that nurses first worked to rule and then finally went on strike. That was during the NDP time. Nurses were reclassified, did not fulfill promises for adequate long-term care beds, and did not manage their budget. Now, the Liberals, boy, Lynn has given me a long list of things, and the fact that they're not here speaks volumes as to their dedication to health care and nursing. But one thing at the end that's interesting, Lynn noted that directly caused the layoffs of valuable nursing, this is under the Liberal regime, directly caused the layoff of valuable nursing staff because of closures, and although it's loudly denied, nurses of long-term care are being replaced by LPNs. Now, one of the reasons Lynn was not here to speak today is because she's not a candidate in the forthcoming provincial election, and the requirement is that the speaker be a candidate. And the reason Lynn isn't a candidate is because she, like many of you and like many British Columbians, has a parent who is sick, and she has to spend her time looking after her parent in a long-term care facility that just simply does not provide the type of care for her parent, the level of care that you would expect for your parent, so she has to go there to fill in the gaps, and that is just unacceptable. Because I am ad-libbing here relying on Lynn's speech, I'm going to do something that's almost never done. I'm going to finish without using up all of my 5 minutes. So I can tell you that perhaps as a party we are a little different. But one thing I want to convey to you, and really this is probably all that I'm going to be able to accomplish here today in this short time. Well, I guess I am going to use it all up. I encourage you to visit our website, and as hokey as this sounds, and maybe as outdated and old-fashioned as it is, the underlying core value, and I know that's a catchphrase that everyone seems to be using nowadays, but the underlying core value of our party is one of compassion and love. And, you know, with that in mind, we can make a huge difference, because it's not just simply a matter of systemic change, that identifying particular issues, but we need an attitudinal change by not just those elected, but the public as large. And I think with that sort of approach, we have some hope of accomplishing it. Finally, I want to say this. The nurse's voice is important to be heard in all of British Columbia by all British Columbians. We are still looking for good candidates. If any of you are interested in running in a few of the ridings where we need candidates, we certainly encourage you to give us a call. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. I'd like to now call on Jenny Kwon, please.
Thank you very much. It's a delight for me to be here. First of all, thank you very much for inviting us to come and dialogue with you with one of the most important issues facing British Columbians, and that is the delivery of healthcare services to all British Columbians. I want to say also, as nurses do and as you are, taking the precious time out of your convention time, out of your lunch hour to dialogue with us. We know how important this issue is, and I want to make sure that we dialogue in a way that is effective and in a way that actually will bring about measurable goals to ensure that patient care is first on the agenda. I want to bring greetings to you on behalf of Carol James and my good colleagues, Joy McPhail and Joe Group Barr, who are in the legislature today, fighting that person over there, and 74 of them today. I want to say also, it is unbelievable that the governing party would not send a representative here today to show the respect that you deserve and to ensure that they engage in a dialogue with you in around healthcare services and the delivery of it. The fact that they're not here, well, the fact that there is a stump here is not that different from that of the legislature, I must say. There are only 74 of them. And did you ever, and have you ever heard any of them stand up to advocate on your behalf? Not so in 2001, when the government immediately, in its second bill, impose back-to-work legislation on the nurses' union. And on you, who puts patient care first, they ignored all of that and they imposed legislation. That was only one of many bills where they ignore all of the workers in British Columbia who work so hard to ensure quality services are being delivered. The Bill 28 and other healthcare professionals, where they attack them as well, same thing. The government first used their legislative hammer and the arrogance in their majority to say they could do anything they want. And I think that's why they're not here today, because they're not interested in dialoguing with you, and they certainly have demonstrated that they have not been interested in the last 4 years. I want to say very clearly that Carol James and the NDP will work with you to ensure that British Columbians get the health services that they need. That Carol James and the NDP will work with you to ensure seniors get the care that they deserve. That we respect and value registered nurses and registered psychiatric nurses. That we will work with you to address social determinants of health. And we will work with you to protect and to enhance public, not-for-profit Medicare. There will be no further privatization of healthcare services under the NDP and the Carol James. I want to say very clearly that patients across British Columbians are challenged, and you are challenged as healthcare professionals to deliver that care because of the cuts that Gordon Campbell had imposed over the last 4 years. The cuts that he said he wasn't going to make and then turn around and made them anyways. Behind your backs, in the back rooms, he had already all planned out what he was going to do, but not during the campaign trail. And that's what he did, and that is his track record over the last 4 years. Now they say that they will actually deliver those 5,000 new long-term care beds by 2008. And I just read the paper today that somehow Shirley Bond is going to make sure that there will be 2,000 new long-term care beds delivered by 2006. Well, guess what, Shirley Bond? Take a look at your budget. There is no money there to deliver it. We couldn't trust you then. How can we trust you now to deliver the long-term care beds? The Liberals opened 174 long-term care beds. long-term care beds, and they shut down 4,000. The NDP will put a moratorium on the closure of long-term care beds, and we will immediately open 1,000 long-term care beds in 2005. And we'll open thousands more in working with you over the years to come. We will work with you to make sure that people are not left behind. We will make sure that the people who need the services and the care that they need are provided for. We will make sure that your work environment improves and not worsen, because you're the people on the front lines and you deliver the care and you put your lives at risk, and we recognize that. I want to close by saying this, because I know my time is up. On a personal note, thank you, and it's my first opportunity to thank you for helping me deliver my child 2 years ago. You were with me every step of the way for 23 hours worth of labor, and I want to thank each and every one of you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask Deborah if she would ask the first question of our delegates, please. Sorry, our candidates.
No problem. This is a question for our candidates. One of the things which we have encountered is an effort by our employers to stifle the voices of nurses by threatening or actually meting out retribution against nurses who speak out publicly about patient care conditions, even after they've documented it, been through management committees, and spoken to the regional health authorities. Will you, if elected, table legislation, introduce whistleblower legislation to provide protection for nurses and other public employees?
Adrian?
Thank you. Well, if we form government, we would. But we will
push the button.
Green.
Okay, so if we form government, of course we will. But as MLAs, we will fight for it. It was actually in our platform in 2001 to introduce whistleblower legislation, and we would advocate for it now too.
Well, being in the middle guarantees, regardless whether the reverse order or otherwise, I'll always be in the middle, I guess, which is where I like to be politically. Insofar as whistleblower, absolutely. In fact, when I first announced the formation of the party on the legislative steps a year ago, one of our main platforms was that there ought to be whistleblower legislation. You know, there's an old expression, I'm sure many of you have heard it, that the best cop is a streetlight. In other words, by shining light on an issue and ensuring that there is an opportunity for people to come forward, in that way you can guarantee. The people who know most about the problem are the people who work within the system. Not only should their voices not be stifled, they should be encouraged to come forward. Where's the embarrassment in recognizing, yeah, there's a problem, you tell us how to fix it? So to my mind, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Thank you, John. The NDP will work with you, to dialogue with you, to see how we can bring about the whistleblower legislation. That certainly is important in ensuring accountability within government, no matter who is in government. And I would go as far as to say, issues such as these apply not only just in the healthcare sector, but elsewhere as well.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask that you please identify yourself and where you're from, and who you're actually asking the question to, or if it's for all of the candidates. Thank you. Microphone one.
Hi, Liz Harvey from the Thompson North Okanagan, and I've just got a comment. As you're aware, a lot of the long-term care facilities in the province of British Columbia are being replaced with licensed practical nurses. What will you do about replacing RNs with the licensed practical nurses? And that's for NDP, please.
Thank you. I think that the most important issue, first of all, on the long-term care beds is that we got to open long-term care beds and not shut them. And as we know, the government have been closing those, and we've made our commitments around that. But on the issue around standard of care, we got to make sure that there is a standard of care that's established and that's provided for to the people who receive them. And we'll work with you around that, and we'll dialogue with all of the healthcare professionals to make sure that, A, the standard of care is not eroded, and
and B, the level of care is actually maintained and delivered to the people who need it the most.
Thank you.